Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer. All lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Idly hey!
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished!
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
It's another episode of The Brett Allen Show. Today, it's time to bust out your Mean Bean Coffee and your World Domination playlist and give us some jazz hands. We're chatting with actor Lee Majdoub about Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Lee, thanks for hanging out today. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Brett.
Well, this is a fun movie. My son and I literally just saw it this weekend on Saturday. He's been asking about it nonstop. They've been promoting the hell out of this thing at the theater. And it is a fun movie. Now, this is great because really this whole thing has become a franchise now, which has to be super exciting for you and everybody involved.
Oh yeah. We're all so, so excited. I mean, just the response to this movie and having the opening weekend that we're having and everybody's loving it and families and kids. It's so cool. And to know that there's a development going on for the third one and an expansion with the Knuckles series, it's really cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think if you haven't seen this, there's a little bit of a spoiler coming up here, but we get Shadow here at the end of this one. And my kid is so funny. He's like, Dad, I think they're going to make another one with Shadow. Wouldn't that be cool? I mean, of course, you never really know with these things. But I mean, to be honest, it would be cool. As you said, the possibility of a third one. It's really fun because I remember when the first one was due to come out and then the fans, to say the least, had a lot to say about it, and they literally stopped everything and redid the whole thing pretty much from what I understand. And then, of course, the pandemic hit, and I think the first one came out on direct to demand, I think, or something like that. I can't remember.
No, it came out 3 weeks. So we had, so the first movie had 3 weeks in theaters before I think everything shut down. So we got a little bit of time in theaters.
Okay.
It didn't do bad at all. We did really well leading up to when everything got shut down.
Okay, you know, that's right, because now that you mention it, Lee, we did go to the theaters because things were still kind of weird at that time and we didn't know.
Yeah, it was a Valentine's Day.
Okay, that's right. I took my kid to see it on Valentine's Day. So that was our little father-son hangout. But anyway, I digress. These are such fun movies, and the fact that you get to reprise such a fun role. And of course we get to see where you've been, what you've been up to. Let's talk about this, because this movie, I say, is just as good, if I dare say better, than some of these cartoon or not cartoon, but superhero films, because this one, the second one, was just huge, crazy, with all the special effects and the stunts. Let's talk about this. How did you even become involved in the franchise to begin with? Because you've been a part of a lot of really big projects, and then there's this. How did this one come about for you specifically, and what sort of interested you in doing it? Because it's just so much fun.
Yeah, I mean, for Sonic 1, it was just, you know, just a typical audition. I remember there was a lot of information that they didn't provide, so it wasn't common knowledge that it was a Sonic movie. I think it was, the working title was Casino Night. And because I knew enough, I was like, oh, hold on, that sounds familiar. And initially I was like, is this like a movie about like a casino heist? Like, what is it? And then I started to like read the sides and like the scenes and kind of start to put things together. And my agent's assistant is a big gamer, and he was like, I think this is Sonic. And yeah, my audition scenes were the doctor thinks you're basic scene, and the scene where Robotnik's on the ground at Tom's house, and I run in and ask him if he's okay. So it was like the beginnings of those scenes kind of thing. And then, yeah, for the second one, it was just being invited back, you know? And I mean, like, I would never say no to working like on a studio picture that's super fun based on a video game that I grew up playing. Like you're going to say yes to all of that.
Yeah.
And working with Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Like, I know you've been asked about this in 100 interviews about working with him. And so I kind of want to go about it from a different approach, because when you are, I know people have been asking, you know, can you keep it straight faced? You know, is it hard to not break? Mm-hmm. But I'm very curious, when you work with him for the first time, do you know so far as like what kind of it's going to be like? Do you get to meet him beforehand, or do you just kind of show up and then you're like, okay, now we're working together? I mean, obviously everybody knows who he is. So how right. do you guys go about doing these? Because you're kind of like comedic foils a little bit as far as like the back and forth sort of thing. You know, how does that process work? If that question makes any sense, it's kind of a few different streams of thought. But I guess what I'm asking is, do you get to see him beforehand, or is it just kind of you show up that day and then you're just doing scenes together?
No, I actually didn't meet anybody until my first day on set. So I met Jeff Fowler and Toby Asher the day I got to set. And the first thing we were shooting was the Major Bennington scene where we roll up for the first time in the movie. And yeah, Jim came to set and they introduced us, and we all chatted as a group a little bit. And, you know, I didn't know what to expect, right? I had no idea of like, you know, what was Jim going to go for with the character. And he, you know, he just starts working it and feeling it out and having discussions and you just see it come to life in front of your eyes. And then I've said this before, like Agent Stone initially on paper, there wasn't much to him besides kind of just, you know, someone for Robotnik to talk to. But there was never the intent that they would have the kind of chemistry that they end up having. And that came through, you know, Jim having ideas and he and I talking and spitballing and Jeff being on board. And then they would see us kind of improv a little bit or try something out and see a little spark of magic or, you know, it was pretty great. And so as they saw that, we started to build more and more and more on it. You know, and we get to do it again in this one and build on that.
Yeah. As a side note, is that an Agent Stone Pop Funko behind you that I see?
Yes. Yes, it is. It is a custom made by custom. Yeah. Look at that.
That is legit. And he's
holding the little quill. All right.
I love this. Again, it's just, you know, there's just a lot of fun things happening in this movie, and you mm-hmm. all just do such a fantastic job. I was, I think, maybe a little bit more excited than my kid to watch it, because I mean, they're just so much fun. And of course,
yeah.
We grew up playing this game, and you know, in this day and age of content and turning games into movies and rides into movies and movies into rides, I really think that mm-hmm. you and everybody just did so good and really presenting a fun story. And of course, there's a lot of heart, a lot of values, and just a lot of visceral level things to take away from this as well. And you find mm-hmm. yourself rooting for all of you, you know, it's just, it's so much fun. again, just a lot of things that you've been a part of, but when did you know that you wanted to become an actor or a storyteller? Lee, when was that moment for you when this was something that interested you and made you go, I really want to take a swing at this?
I mean, I was always creative. I was an artist. I used to sketch, draw, paint. Initially I wanted to pursue that. But I was always like, I mean, I was always super expressive. I tried improv in like junior high and high school, and I was told that I was no good at it. And then I was in college studying mechanical engineering. I really wasn't happy, didn't know what I wanted to do in my life. And one of my sisters actually was like, just why don't you just take some acting classes? Like, you've always wanted to do it. You're creative. I think it's something you'd be really good at. Just give it a shot and see how it feels. And I hopped into my first class. And honestly, it was like the first time I really felt like, okay, I think I know what I want to do. And let's give this a serious go. And so I trained quite a bit. I did a bunch of short films, student films, just trying to get as much experience as I could. I graduated university, got my degree, and then moved out to Vancouver to pursue it full time.
And here we are, playing a very iconic character in a very set of iconic films, now a franchise, which is crazy.
Who would have thought?
I know, really. It's interesting. Like, when I talk to actors and folks like yourself, I'm always fascinated. Obviously, you know, meeting you in person is always a thrill, and being able to get to know you a little bit better in a short amount of time. But also, a lot of times, you, generally speaking, are surprised in some sort of way that your success has followed you, you know, because you don't really think about that, I don't think, when you're starting out, like, I want to be famous. I mean, maybe you do, maybe some people do, but really, to hear the story of your journey of just doing things and then even people telling you you're not good at this, or I would maybe look at doing something else, you know, or whatever the case might be. Yeah. But then now it's like, who has the last laugh? You're in a major studio picture, right, playing just such a fun character, and you're working with, I mean, Jim Carrey, my God, Tika Sumter. I mean, the it's just unbelievable. Here you are. I mean, and the future is bright. You know what I'm saying? One last question. Best piece of advice that you've been given, whether as an actor or just at any point in your life, that really has sustained you, Lee, through the trajectory of your life and your career?
It's really hard to, because I think there's a lot that have melded into like one kind of, I don't know if it's one piece of advice. I've received so much great advice over my life. I would say just find something you're passionate about, something you love. Go for it 100%. Don't worry about how long it's going to take. Because, I mean, I've been doing this 15 years, you know, and it took about 7 years before I got my first guest star role. Sonic didn't happen for me until three, four years ago. So I was like 11 years in, 12 years into to pursuing this. You know, and I think the best thing I did for myself was just work on myself, heal as a person, find joy in my life, and try as hard as possible not to make it about the end result and just enjoy the journey.
Wow, I love it. That's a great tag for our episode. Yeah, because you can't go into this like hoping that it will fulfill you, or I mean, I'm sure it makes you happy. It's
the process has to fulfill
you. I
mean,
you can't be like, you know, I love the fact that you talk about healing yourself. That's very cool.
And what I tell a lot of people, like, that, you know, that ask me, is I always tell them, look, if it's something you're passionate about and you're meant to do it, it's not a matter of if it'll happen. It's a matter of when it'll happen. Right. So you just stick with it and just trust that it's going to happen. So, I mean, you look at Morgan Freeman, like, how long did it take Morgan Freeman until you know, he became a household name. Like it can take a while, you know, and you just, as long as you love it, just keep going.
This is great. I mean, this film is fun. It's exciting. You kill it as Agent Stone.
Thank you.
Of course, my friend, it's just such a good film. Can't wait for it to stream here in a few weeks. I mean, of course, if you can see this in the theaters, please do. If you can see it in XD.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a movie to see in theaters. It's big, and you want to see Stone. You want to see Stone on the big screen.
You do.
But also, you want to see Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, Robotnik all engaging together. I mean, and there's so many cool action scenes.
The end of this, these explosions and the stuff that you guys are doing, all the nuances when Eggman's coming down and you see kind of an expanded version, which people are like, we want to see the big Eggman. You know, it just, you guys nailed it.
Right.
Kicked
yeah.
ass, to say the least.
Thank you.
Lee Majdoub, thank you so much for hanging out today, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Have a good one.
That brings today's show to a close.
Doodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.